is October 16th, 2019. We're calling the meeting to order in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the 100 in Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the 100 in County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Could you please all rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our servicemen and women. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up, we have the minutes from the October 2nd, 2019 regular meeting. The executive minutes will be presented at a follow-on meeting. Any comments or discussion on the minutes? Or is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the October 2nd, 2019 regular meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we would open the meeting to public comment, limited to agenda items only. Is there such a motion?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment, limited to agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, any member of the public would like to make a comment. They remind you the meeting is recorded and will be posted on the website promptly. Seeing none, is there a motion to close the public comment?
I make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. First item of real business, then, is a proclamation. Big special event tonight. I will turn this over to Committeewoman Kohler, who wrote the proclamation, and will address it on behalf of the whole committee.
With the help of my cohort, Maria Nacarado, the investigative reporter. Proclamation recognizing the induction of Mr. George Zach into the North Hunterdon High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Whereas breaking onto a tough varsity football line as a sophomore is a great achievement, and whereas in spite of his youth, in 1957 George Zach held the position of left tackle at North Hunterdon High School, and whereas the 1957 North Hunterdon team proceeded to run up a 7-1 record, defeating all the usual foes in the county, including arch rival Hunterdon Central, which was routed 25-0. And whereas the newspaper noted George Zach's ability after the win over Hunterdon Central with statements such as crisp blocking, fierce tackling, huge holes ripped open, and a big hole off left tackle for the Lions' third touchdown. And whereas in George's junior year, the 6-1-1 team again won the county championship, defeated Metuchen, and in a brutal defensive battle, held Highland Park to a 0-0 tie, which led to the Courier story, including the encomium, George Zach is the lineman of the week. The 6-foot, 1-inch, 205-pound left tackle was the mainstay of the regional line. He was great defensively, played all 48 minutes, sustained a knee injury, and may be out for 2 weeks. For this honor, George Zach beat out Bernard's end that had caught 3 touchdown passes. And whereas in 1957, George Zach was also a key member of the newly formed North Hunterdon varsity wrestling team and won a silver medal in the district tournament, a great feat for a first-year effort. And whereas the following year, during the Christmas tournament at Hunterdon Central, George was the varsity wrestling team's lone champion, winning the heavyweight title with a pin. And whereas in the 1959-60 season, the wrestling team had its first winning record, placed third in the district, and participated in the big match of the North Jersey Invitational Tournament, which featured 3 state champions and 2 runners-up. And the Courier noted, George Zach of Regional lost little time in letting the wrestling world know he was out for big game. For his superior strength and determination made short work of his Somerville opponent, pinning him in 57 seconds of packed action to raise the roof of the gym. Whereas Mr. George Zach is a local resident and spent most of his youth in Changewater, was a longtime Boy Scout, race car enthusiast, and a member of several race teams at Flemington Fairgrounds Speedway. And whereas George married his high school sweetheart Linda and they remained in Changewater until moving to their Woodglen Road home in the late 1960s, And whereas George and his late wife Linda have a son, George Jr., and a daughter, Tracy, who were both two-sport athletes like their dad, and also have five grandchildren and one great-grandchild. And whereas George spent most of his working years in heavy construction involving bridges, roads, and water treatment plants until his retirement. And whereas he and Linda were also very involved with the Voorhees High School Athletic Booster Club program. And whereas in retirement, George enjoys spending his free time with his family in New Jersey and Maryland and driving around Lebanon Township, keeping an eye on everything, making sure that the coffee is hot at the Wood Glen General Store, seeing if the fishing is good in his favorite spots, and is always looking out for a great antique or treasure for someone. And now, therefore, be it resolved that the Mayor and Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon hereby recognize and celebrate the induction of longtime resident and Township volunteer Mr. George Zack into the North Hunterdon High School Athletic Hall of Fame on October 12,
2019.
And George, I made a special one for you. We'll get you a copy after Karen comes back. We have your pictures on it and everything else, and we'll have it signed.
But now those fishing spots are undisclosed, right?
Yeah.
Remain so.
Yeah.
I think both your left and right had hands in that.
She was. Yeah.
Lucky to have you still keeping an eye on everything.
Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, had the three championship, county championship teams I played on. Not defeated the first undefeated wrestler that North had. And from there, it's all history. But I thank you very much.
Thank you, George.
It's been an amazing week.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah.
Mayor, if I may, I shared this with your wife the other night. I don't know if she shared it with you. But my family calls my father the mayor of Lebanon. Because if somebody needs to know something, they go to him. If they need to find something out about somebody else, they go to him. But don't be talking about him to somebody else. So my family has just always called him the mayor. So it's a pleasure for me to meet both you and your wife.
And I heard that.
And that you guys are honoring him for this. Yeah. He really does love this township and all the people.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Thank you very much.
A lot of my experience in North is, I mean, that was back when you people didn't even know about half of them. There's probably none of them.
I was only a year old.
Because the championship was naturally North, 100 Central. Mm-hmm. But then you had Lambertville, which is South Hunter. And I don't know what year. And then it was one of the county teams was Frenchtown, which became Del Valle. And you know, there's a lot of things that year that people don't know that. Because when Beverly, we got talking about Bound Brook one day, and that's the first thing that came in my mind was that I was placed in the middle between the two rival teams, Bound Brook and Somerville.
Oh.
And that's when Bound Brook won the championship, because I pinned the guy from Somerville. And a lot of all hell broke loose.
I didn't realize that. That's it.
But I do. I appreciate it very much, all you people, friends. Thank you again.
Congratulations.
Well deserved.
Unless anyone on the committee has anything else to add, we'll move on to the agenda. Okay. Congratulations. So the first next item is a resolution number 85-2019. This would be a resolution to approve the execution of a housing rehabilitation program loan agreement and associated documents. Mr. Barbiero, do you know if we have the QPA approval?
Yeah, he approved of it.
It's approved, okay.
In an email, he said that he follows the letter of the attorney.
Okay. So we don't. I just wanted to see if we had any contingencies.
I just needed to get a few other documents. That was it. But I sent them over the proposals.
Perfect.
And all that. So.
Okay. So then what we have before us is a resolution. The township has an affordable housing program where one of our requirements from the state is to provide rehab opportunities to residents. They have to qualify for certain income categories. A resident has applied for the program. We have a total spending program of $66,000, which is collected through development fees. The $66,000 is specifically for the three rehabs that we have an obligation for. This rehab opportunity or application, the building code inspector went out and reviewed, and it was determined that the home needs $30,000 of improvements, additional siding, insulation, and the like to bring it up to a livable situation under the rehab, the COA rehab codes. So the township, the way the program works, the township will extend a forgivable loan with a 10-year deed restriction to this resident. So if they live in the home for 10 years, the loan gets qualified at the end of those 10 years. If they sell ahead of that, the loan is payable in its entirety. Then we could renegotiate if they sell to another qualifying individual, or it has to be paid back as part of the sale. So that's what protects the residents. The township was involved in procuring three quotes for the work. The low quote was provided by Hunter and Siding and Window Company. That's for the $30,000. You have a copy of the three quotes. And so with this, then the work would commence if there's approval of this execution agreement. Attorney Lyons, could I just confirm? We asked the attorney to work with Gail Glashoff, who is our affordable housing liaison and is handling the process. Obviously, there are privacy considerations here, so the attorney was to review that the person qualifies under the different categories for COA?
Yes, that has been done, and all is in order.
Okay. Any comments or discussion from the committee? If not, would there be a motion to authorize or to pass Resolution 85-2019 authorizing the execution of the Housing Rehabilitation Program Loan Agreement and associated documents?
I'll make that motion to approve Resolution Number 85-2019 authorizing the execution of a Housing Rehabilitation Program Loan Agreement and associated documents.
Second.
Roll call.
Recused.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. Next, we move to old business. I'll turn this over to Mark Wall and Tom McKee, who are our subcommittee for the police chief succession plan.
So what you have left on each one of your piles is the sheet we posted downstairs for all the officers to sign up if they wanted to be interviewed for to replace Chief Gale and his upcoming retirement. Looks like five of our members or officers are interested. We had in the last kind of schedule I put out there, looked for November 7th and 14th as dates. So my thought is that we'll post downstairs for November 7th and 14th at 6 p.m., 7 p.m., and 8 p.m., if that works for everybody, and see if we can fill, if that's enough slots for all these guys in the time frame. If there's any that can't make it, we'll come up with another date, but let's see if we can fill it with that, if that works for everybody.
Mm-hmm. That was the 14th?
7th and 14th.
7th.
So 6 p.m., 7 p.m., and 8 p.m. would be the time slot.
So I think we would need a motion to schedule two special meetings of the committee, one on November 7th, one on November 14th, to begin at 6 p.m. Those are both Thursday evenings. If there's that motion.
Well, I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next on the agenda is related to Winding Brook Lane ice and snow control proposals. I would suggest that we table that for the moment to executive session to discuss the contract terms, and there's the possibility of action after that, depending on that discussion. Okay. Any other old business that anyone on the committee would like to bring up? No? Then new business. Item there, best practices worksheets. We're informed by the CFO that there's some new questions that the state has added, so that's not completed tonight. That will be on the agenda then in November. Next item is fire department request for EMS program funding. Earlier this year, in the March time frame, when we prepared the annual budget, the committee will recall that the fire department informed us that they were going to launch a paid EMS emergency medical services program starting July 1st. Their contract with there had been a merger with our existing supplier, and they had had a long-term strategy to develop their own. We reported in a couple of meetings with great appreciation of the fire department that it's been successfully launched. So since July 1st, the fire department has been providing 24/7 ambulance service to the township with our own employees, our own ambulances, and they are billing for that service. When we budgeted, we knew that one day they provide the service and they have paid employees and costs associated with that, then they send out the bills, then it takes time to get through the insurance companies and the like before the checks start coming in. They've started receiving checks. The whole process is working, but obviously they've incurred significant expenses up till now. And so in our budget cycle, we discussed that the township would potentially fund $30,000 for this timing issue. And they're now requesting the $30,000. So the motion before the committee would be to authorize payment to the fire department of the $30,000 that we budgeted. Any discussion, comments from the committee? Is there a motion?
I'll make that motion to authorize the request of $30,000 for the EMS program funding.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next, we have a request from Mr. Steve Kresge for an extension of approval to reside in his camper. I see him here tonight. If you wouldn't mind, if you'd like to make any comments, to come to the desk where we have the microphone. Otherwise, he has provided a letter. I can give some background unless you'd like to make.
I thought the letter was kind of self-explanatory. If everybody's okay. Read it, I don't have much to add to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then I'll make a couple comments, and we'll call you if there's a question from the committee. So, as we know, Mr. Kresge has, I think 2 years ago, his house had a fire. It's required significant renovation, restorations, and a couple of years ago he applied under our ordinance for permission to live in a trailer on the property because of the hardship of having to rebuild for the fire. That work has taken longer than had been expected, so he's been annually reapplying to extend that. I happened to bump into the building inspector the other day and was informed, in fact, since this letter even, you received your electrical permits. The electrical work is done. A lot of the work is done. I believe he told me there's some floors that still need refinishing, cabinetry and the like. So progress is being made. I also spoke with our zoning officer, who told me that there have been no complaints from any of the neighbors. So I would throw two comments into the discussion ahead of a motion. Number one, you happen to hear tonight that the township does have a rehabilitation loan program if people qualify. I have no idea if you qualify, and I'm not asking if you do, but it's just another opportunity for us to sort of advertise to the public if there are people in the public who could benefit from a housing, a fair share housing, affordable housing program. The town does have programs in place. I would urge you to contact the municipal office to see if you qualify or have a need. I would also say that you, as I understand it from your letter, you now leave the township for a few months, so we can't really see progress in the next couple of months. But from talking to the building inspector, it sounds like till next September 30th would probably give you an opportunity to finish the construction.
For October 30th, just because the weather holds out, so I can work on it till the end of October, then it gets too cold.
So unless there's any discussion.
I'm expecting to be in by next October 30th. But the extra month would be, as an example, this year, a month made a big difference. When I first came back, I had to remediate mildew, and I knew it was coming from the roof because the year we couldn't work on it, we were tarping it, and there were nail holes in the good part of the roof supporting the tarp on the bad part of the roof. So I contracted a friend, basically, and he had 2 weeks of work before he could get going on mine. Well, it rained for the next 3 weeks. So after 3 weeks, I was still 2 weeks behind. So through no fault of my own, I was waiting 5 weeks to get the roof done before I could make improvements, felt safe enough to make improvements on the inside that wouldn't be threatened by the outside.
So the motion that would be potentially considered by the committee, if you'd like, would be to extend the permission to Mr. Kresge until October 30th. I would ask the attorney if we should put any caveats on to.
Just that we're simply granting that extension, and all other statutes, regulations, and ordinances remain in full effect. So I think that's been the practice up till now, but just to specify that going forward. And continuing, I should say, but also going forward.
Okay. Any comments or discussion from the committee, or would someone care to make that motion?
I'll make that motion to grant that. Following the comments from the attorney.
Mm-hmm. To October 30th?
Correct.
I second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Thank you. And good luck.
I'm a little hard of hearing. I didn't quite understand what you were talking about.
I was just saying we're limiting it to basically what you're asking for, and that any other rules and regulations, statutes are still in effect. We're not waiving anything else. Okay.
All right. Well, good luck with getting that. Good luck with getting it all finished.
Thank you so much. Thank you for being flexible.
Yes.
You are here.
You have to stay.
Yeah, okay. Take care.
So next on the agenda was a late addition, but it's related to a Highlands grant program from our township engineer, stormwater ordinance modifications. And I confirmed this with him today. The township, as being part of the Highlands area, the Highlands Regional Master Plan, is required to update our stormwater management rules, and we can get a grant from the Highlands to do that if we apply for this. So the engineer has supplied to the committee a statement of work, an SOW, which he would then use for the application to get a grant from the Highlands in order to do the work, which includes mapping of our stormwater infrastructure and the like. So the question is if anyone has any comments. Otherwise, the motion would be to authorize the statement of work from the township engineer for purposes of applying for the grant.
This is basically just to approve him to go get to try to get the grant, not necessarily to do the work without the grant.
Right, it's not to do the work without the grant. At this point, the first step is to get the grant.
Okay.
But it's also, it's not,
I just want to make sure
it's not something that we're taking extra initiative to work on a project. It's something where the state statutes require we do this, and it's just a way to get it paid for.
It all falls under our plan conformance, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then last, under new business, I looked to the town administrator to see if he had anything.
Yeah, I have three things here to say. I contacted our risk manager, and I'm going to set up a meeting with him to go over the policy procedure manual for employees. It hasn't been updated in years. Mm-hmm. And to conform, you have to really pretty much update it every 2 years. So I'm going to sit with him, and the reason why is because since it's so old, there's a lot of, you know, other things that have to be put in there for SEPA, for amendments that are made by the state and by all the fund managers, you know, the statewide insurance fund. You have the MEL. They all have updates, and they want towns to put this in their manual. So that's that. But the next meeting, we're going to have to pass a resolution appointing me as the fund commissioner for the statewide insurance. I can attend meetings then, and I could, you know, I could do a lot more with the insurance fund in a sense for public safety and safety of our employees. Today I spoke to a representative at the NJDEP who I know for, you know, many years, and I spoke with her and I asked her, you know, any updates on anything she can give me when it comes to grants to notify me. I told her Lebanon Township. I told her we're in the preservation area and stuff like that. So she knows the area, so that was good. So she's a contact that I have down there. Her name is Carrie Plou. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever heard of her, but I've dealt with her many years, and it's a good source to have. I asked her about tree removal grants, and she said right now there are none. There's no tree removal grants and stuff like that. Since you have a lot of trees, I figured that would be something I should bring up. Mm-hmm. But we have a really good relationship, her and I, so hopefully, I said, any grants that you think that Lebanon Township could apply for, she said she'll update me on anything to do with the DEP. And then she's going to check into the forestry programs for us and stuff like that. So, okay. As of right now, that's it. And any other updates will be for the next meeting.
Okay. Great. Right.
Any other new business from?
No.
I have one little update or question for the committee. Comes a little bit out of left field, and I should have discussed this with the historians liaison. I attended the historians meeting the other night, and there was debate. If you've driven past the museum, you see several older sheds and buildings lined up behind it. There happens to be a small collection. If two is a collection, there's actually a collection of outhouses. one that had been in use, but now that we have a bathroom, there's a second outhouse. And apparently, through whatever contacts, the Califon Historical Society is interested in an outhouse, believe it or not. So this hasn't been approved by the historians. I wanted to ask if this is something the committee would like to see come to the committee, or if the historians vote that they would be willing to donate that, if the township committee would grant that permission, or if you'd like to discuss that.
Do I have to recuse myself?
Yes, probably. Being a competitive So I think it's premature for us to vote to accept it, but I'm just seeing if there's no objection. I think it's probably below any thresholds. If the historians vote to divest of one of their outhouses,
the pretty one?
We would let that. I'm sure they'll keep the pretty one.
You can keep the pretty one?
Yeah, the three-seaters.
Okay, so I'll take that as no objection.
No objection.
As far. All right.
I'm going to meet it. I know.
You don't get that in Parsippany.
Yeah, he hasn't seen that before.
Any other
years.
Any other comments? Well, you would be familiar with that. So no objection?
No.
Okay, with that, we would be on to the presentation of vouchers.
None that qualify.
I have one for Warshower generators. This is for the maintenance contract for the three generators at the firehouses, $2,700. Then I have one from Lawman Supply Company for ballistic vests. This is $1,053.38. And advanced recycling, this is for the electronics recycling we had last month. We had 80, the big, it was $3,430. A big section of this was the Freon containing items. We had 84 refrigerant containing items that were also recycled, which is a cost per diem. So that's where that was $1,680 for that. But overall, it's getting it out of landfills and out of the atmosphere by doing it properly. And it's all paid for by Clean Communities money, so that's what it's there for. That's all I have.
Okay. First one that I'll give is actually an addendum to the voucher list that you had. It's because it sort of it sat around and got lost in the shuffle. It's from June. It's for the fire department air packs, $29,394 to New Jersey Fire Equipment Company. Then the New Jersey State Health Benefits Plan for the month of October, $32,286.74. The printing and distribution of the fall newsletter, $2,102.71. The PERC tests from 3 months, so from May through July, turned out to be $1,100 of PERC tests. Witness to Joseph Montzalewski. Republic Services for the recycling, $1,102.11 for the recycling dumpsters. And then Township of Holland for our qualified purchasing agent shared service agreement, our second installment payment, $1,000.
Okay, I have one for the Lebanon Township Board of Education, November 2019 school tax levy, $1,721,166.67. I have one for North Hunter and Voorhees Regional, November 2019 school tax levy, $922,563. I have one for a paver for U.S. Municipal for $177,956.10. And I have one for Denville Line Painting for some yellow traffic paint, $17,977.90. And one for Griffith Allied Trucking for diesel fuel, $2,237.83.
I have one here for the Township of Tewksbury for our shared court for the third quarter, $9,854. I have one also for Gephardt and Kiefer, professional services rendered, $1,019.25. I have another one from Gephardt and Kiefer for general services for $2,084. And lastly, another one for Gephardt and Kiefer for professional services rendered, $2,418.57.
So including the addendum, the total bill voucher list is $2,940,938. Is there a motion to pass to approve the voucher list?
I make a motion to approve the voucher list.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So on to correspondence. Tax collector's report for the month of September. Taxes collected for the year 2019, $218,629.29. Tax collected for the year 2018, $43,758.06. Taxes prepaid for the year 2020, $6,224.42. Trailer court fee of $2,220. Interest collected of $12,174.65. Tax sale premium collected, $133,300. Tax sale costs, $649.60. Redemption certificate 201906 for $3,021.73. 2018 year-end penalty collected of $782.22. Year-end penalty interest, $98.95. And a return check fee of $20 for total receipts of $420,878.92. Animal control officers report for September 2019. Anything to highlight?
I think so. It's normal.
Looked all in order. YMCA Active Older Adult Center sent us a letter. Highlight anything there? They're thanking us for our donation of $4,500 to support the 100 YMCA Active Older Adult Program over off of Bunvale Road and 513. Then we have, I think it's the Curator's Monthly Report. Anything you'd want to highlight?
Again, they have a lot of things happening here, and I hope people are using the museum. Right now they have the Hunterdon County Quilting Guild Biennial Quilt Show. But with more than 60 homemade quilts, which I saw the other day, and some of them are quite spectacular. Not that I'm into quilts that much, but they are pretty nice. But anyways, there's also a Musconetcom watercolor group opening, which is going to be on the 9th. And then, which I didn't know, Dorothy Connolly, who was the first curator of our museum, they're having a special day for her on November 16th from 1 to 3. So a couple things that they have going on for the month of November, I think, worthwhile.
Thank you. And next we have a correspondence from the Office of the Attorney General related to our emergency operations plan. Addressed to our coordinator, Joseph Maurizio, they've reviewed and have approved our emergency operations plan, now good through August 1st of 2023. So we thank Joe for his service in getting that approved. With that, we would open to public comment on any comment anyone would want to make, if there's such a motion.
Make a motion to open a public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. The floor would be open to anyone who would like to make a comment.
Murkowski, Rocky Run Road. Simple question. I know we've been negotiating with the CWA quite some time. Have we made any progress?
Mayor, I had had recent communication with their attorney and have forwarded items per his request. Term progress, I guess, is a difficult word. Yeah, I'm not trying to be evasive.
Okay.
So substantively, I guess we've been in a pretty standard position for quite a long time. There's an open dialogue, an attempt at one, and at this point we're just awaiting a reply to, and I don't want to negotiate the details in public, but committee instructed me to have discourse with the attorney, and I did so, and we're awaiting a reply, and I expect one shortly.
Have we made a proposal?
Let me back up and just give some factual history for yourself and others, because this comes up from time to time. People may be aware that our collective bargaining agreement expired at the end of 2014. That was a four-year agreement which had been negotiated then in 2010 for the 2014 period. Just as a matter of fact, the negotiations for the follow-on contract started with a previous committee in the third quarter of 2014. In the first quarter of 2015, the local CWA union declared that they were at an impasse. The state provides a mediation service. The state mediator came in. And in June, the mediator thought that there was an understanding between the two parties. This is June of 2015. It turns out that the mediated agreement wasn't signed. That's just a matter of fact. Then, for some period of time, there weren't discussions. Then in 2016, there were some discussions, and then actually by then I was on the committee, and I was nominated along with Tom McKee as the subcommittee, and we're dealing with a contract that was written in 2010 and needed a large number of just updates and bringing things up to date without even really negotiating terms. That proposal was provided to the committee to the union in June of 2018, and now we could fast forward to the attorney's comments. We've basically been waiting since then for substantial feedback from their experts on whether they would agree with our language or not. So we've had, I think it's fair to say, more than a dozen meetings since I've been on the negotiating committee. We're in an open dialogue. We're trying to move it forward. It's just bogs down. I wouldn't say we're, well, I wouldn't say anyone that.
Thank you.
So we're working on it. Any other public comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And so that brings us to executive session, which would be Resolution 86-2019. There are two topics, as we previewed, the snow removal contracts for Winding Brook, not Winding Brook, Winding Brook Lane, and we also have a real estate topic related to historic preservation to discuss in an executive session. No one has anything else. Would there be a motion? And it's possible that we would have action on the snow contracts, depending on the discussion. Is there a motion for Resolution 86-2019?
I make a motion for Resolution 86-2019 for executive session.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. Coming.
I call you five people again.
Thank you, George.
Oh, thank you, George. Congratulations.
Gonna have to buy a new pickup now.
It's cold right here.
Good, how are you?
I never thought about that.
How's Victor?
He's still on.
Good, tell him I said hello.
Yeah.
Good.
Right, there could, unless he's collected. I don't, I mean, maybe.